Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Good evening. The show begins at Bagram Air Base. Mr. Trump spoke of recovering at Bagram Air Base. Perhaps genuinely, perhaps as leverage. The Taliban crossed their arms and said, no, the Taliban is an irresponsible gang. It maintains al-Qaeda camps throughout Afghanistan. It abuses its own people. It steals. It hosts killers. They're not a credible state. Afghanistan is abandoned. Last by the U.S. The cycle will come again. Bagram Air Base was built to maintain control over the Taliban. And then the Biden administration, no name, the administration decided to get out for its own selfish reasons. No clarity. We begin in the airbase, but we go on, move quickly to the question of Saudi Arabia signing what appears to be a nuclear weapon sharing program between the Prime Minister Sharif and the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Unknown where that's going. My colleague Hassan Haqqani doesn't love the deal, but says that it was implicit in the relationship for years. Saudi Arabia has been holding Pakistan together. Pakistan is not merely poor, it's a broken state with weapons. Many of these scenarios, Bill and I jested with each other at one point. If we'd said this was going to happen 10 years ago, we would have been looked upon as paranoid and fantasists. Here we are. Peter Berkowitz, his new book, about explaining Israel. He is keen on two events in the last years. One, the decision of the justices on the Supreme Court to bring charges against Mr. Netanyahu. And rather than move them over to misdemeanors or civil case, he's prosecuted or threatened to be prosecuted as a criminal. That inspired protest, but then the attack on October 7th, 2023, the reaction from Mr. Netanyahu. Neither of these dilemmas, quandaries, crises have been solved. Peter Berkowitz has a new book. I look forward to it. We just talked about his big picture. Bridget Toomey of the Foundation for Defense of Democracy reports the Houthis continue a daily firing of drones and missiles at Israel. Though they do not get through. One did. One drone got through and hit a hotel in Al-Ad. Why do the Houthis do this? There's no simple explanation. I mentioned washing machine Charlie at Guadalcanal, who came over and bombed every time at the same time every day. His engine made it sound like a washing machine to the Marines on Guadalcanal. That feels like what the Houthis are doing. They show up. It's 11 o'clock. It must be Houthi drone hour. A sad business to call that religion. Syria President Shara is due at the UN to speak in 24 hours. It occurred to me while talking about this that this is Fidel Castro come to the UN General Assembly in 1959 with much hoo-ha. Alfred Hitchcock even made a movie about it. I expect the same end for al-Shara. What goes around comes around. He's a cutthroat. He's going through a put-on-a-nice-suit phase. Happened to Castro, it'll happen to al-Shara. And Syria is years away from organizing itself again as a credible state. Years, maybe decades, maybe never. The French want a multinational force. Okay. The French are utopians. Celebration. Conversation with Ahmad Sharawi about the anticipation of Shara's speech. He'll have more to say later on in the week after the speech. Then a conversation with Alejandro Pina Esclusa about Maduro on the ropes, on the edge. Caracas is not food secure, not medicine secure. The flotilla remains between Puerto Rico and Venezuela. Maduro rallies tanks and marching troops for Caracas, exercise to show he's protected by the army. There's no reason to believe the army will resist or fight. No reason to believe the army won't turn him over. Please, we need money, we need food. It's a desperate situation for those who call themselves patriots. The opposition, Gonzalez and Machado, have sent information to the UN saying they do not object to the presence of the U.S. flotilla. They are the elected ones, not Maduro, to be determined. Conversation about provocations along the NATO frontier with General Blaine Holt, United States Air Force, retired. The Russians used MiG-31s to buzz Estonia. MiG-31s are an older warplane. Blaine tells me last off the production in the mid-90s. The significance of them is that they're capable of carrying a missile with a nuclear weapon on the tip, a hypersonic weapon. Were they armed with that? I don't know. Blaine tells me it's hard to tell from the outside whether a warplane is armed or not. There were three of them, and they crossed back into Belarus or Russia, not Kaliningrad. They picked on Estonia. Why? It's the smallest state, but also Kaja Kallas, the hawkish foreign secretary of the EU, was previously a prime minister in Estonia. Then a conversation about Gaza City, what is to be done, David Dayoud commenting that the estimate is it could take 6 months to clear Gaza City. And then what? I do not know. No one does. What is to be done with the Gazans, who are lost in between their sentiments, their propaganda, and the relentless desert? It's a beachfront only if you have leisure to enjoy the beach. Otherwise, it's a very deserted landscape that is incapable of supporting the 2 or 3 million there. They are wards of whatever state wants to feed them. Why do they stay? Terror. Fear. The ones who've left have gotten out long since. Because they could leave. Nuclear standoff with Iran starts again. Iran will not give up the idea that it has a right to an enrichment program, I think is the way they put it. The IAEA says they're in a difficult juncture again, Grassi of the UN. Yes, they have fissile material. Yes, they'll rebuild their centrifuges. Yes, yes, and yes. It's the power of the Islamic regime. Until the people of Iran have the strength to make it end, it will continue in this fashion, provoking the world, threatening everyone without resources and turning Iran into a broken state. Jonathan Sayer reports what we know. And then a nuclear standoff continues always in Iran. Finally, Bruce Bechtel talking about North Korea's contribution to the Ukraine war. The soldiers were graded most successfully by the Ukrainians, by the Russians. I don't know about the North Koreans. They were special forces, and they fought well and took heavy casualties. Now sappers are said to be going to Ukraine. Why? Bruce Bechtel of Angelo State University, a former DIA North Korean analyst, believes they're going in because they're digging in. They want to demine Luhansk and Donetsk and dig in with underground structures. It's what the North Koreans do very well. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. War, war, war. Jaw, jaw, another day. It's UN week. And Michael and I will be together again next Sunday. Germanicus and Gaius. Germanicus will be coming home from the frontier of the Roman Empire. He's been in Dalmatia on the Adriatic. He'll come home, and we'll discuss the events of the week. Thank you for listening. Good night.